definitely doing the radio recording, so we're there. Okay, we're still not to resolutions yet, I'm sorry to say. We're having a fairly quick presentation from ADK, a developer from upstate New York, who wants to give a first look at what they would like to do with the John L. Edwards School. Now, before they start, I want you to realize this: they're not asking for anything tonight. They just want to give a very broad outline. Eventually, they will be asking us to write in support of their application to the state for various tax abatements. One thing you should know, this presentation is based on the fact that they will not be asking for a city pilot, which is partly to explain the density of the project. I'm not sure that you need to know much more than that, other than that, like I said, this is not going to be a heavily detailed proposal. It's just a kind of opening abstract proposal. And let me hand it over to Victor Salerno, who's with us.
This meeting is being recorded.
Oh, there we go. I guess, Victor, you're muted still. You're still muted. There you go.
Okay. How about that?
There, okay.
Okay, I missed the introduction. I apologize for that. I stepped away for 2 seconds. Yes, my name is Victor Salerno. I'm the CEO of Adirondack Community Development. We're a development, we're essentially a vertically integrated development management and construction company. We, through our management entity, manage approximately 16,000 apartment units. We've got approximately 10 developments under process, and we also have an affiliated construction company. So we're owners and operators, so we don't just develop and then offload the management. We self-manage through our affiliated Mayfair management company. And that's pretty much it in a nutshell for an overview. I am from New York. Our development company is based in New York. And that's really it. Tom, anything else to add for a quick introduction? Or
other than that, you have a 1 year contract with the school system for this property?
Yeah, it's actually, I think, with extension rights, it goes out a little longer than 1 year. They approved it. We understand that it will ultimately need a community a vote to, by the residents. But we're really excited about this. We've tweaked the plans a little bit based on some feedback we received from some of the community leaders, and I think it's a great adaptive reuse project.
So you want to share the screen and show people?
Yeah, Troy, are you able to share your screen?
Absolutely happy to do it.
Troy Collins, for your information, is a member of this group.
Yeah, he is our director of acquisitions and development.
Forgive me, I got my 1-year-old in the background. I apologize. Okay, all right. So we got some pictures here. This is kind of a street view.
We're not seeing it yet.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, we're not seeing it. We see
some. You got the wrong page.
Yeah, I think you're in the wrong page.
Okay.
A lot of windows open there, Troy.
Yeah, that's the Hudson Strategic Housing Plan, actually, I think, prepared by Pattern for Progress. So we got that open. Let's see. Can you see it now?
Nope.
Okay. It says sharing is paused. Bring your window to the front.
You might have to stop sharing and then start again.
You're probably right. Let me try that again.
You know what? I have our tech person can handle it because I sent him the pictures. Shaheem, okay. Shaheem, can you put up the pictures?
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. Shaheem? There we go.
Okay, that's a view from Carroll Street. You can see the existing structure on the right-hand side, and then the new building, which is a five-story building in the center, which is kind of, we have some layout plans later on. You'll be able to see, it's kind of like a an L-shaped, it connects to the new building. We've talked to Tom and some other community leaders about bringing in a daycare center that will occupy a portion of the first floor of the new building. So can we skip to another angle? Okay, that's kind of a close-up view from the Carroll Street side as well. The existing building is the two-story building that you see from State Street and Carroll Street. And then obviously in the back, for those of you who I'm sure are all familiar with the school, it's, I believe, four stories overall. It's kind of built into the hill. That partially dictated the way we developed this, with the additional building kind of connecting into it, because there was no real ability to use the back part of the lot due to that topography. And the existing school building is very well constructed. And to go above it would have been extremely difficult as well, because we were unclear that it would be able to hold the new building structure. But also, when we get to some of the unit layouts, it would be almost impossible to break through those walls, because they're very solid.
Shaheen,
so can we get another view maybe? And then we tried to integrate the existing building so that it looked similar to the school building. So we tried to tie them together and add some design features that would make it look nicer. So it looked a little less institutional. So here, this is from State Street looking right towards the school. And that's the kind of a close-up of the new building. And the existing historic building is in the middle. We kind of whited that out, but kind of gives you an idea of the layout. And then I think the last photo is kind of an aerial, or the last one rendering, that kind of shows you the overall layout of the development. And I think my colleague from the design construction side, Enzo, is on, I believe. Enzo, the daycare center, that would be kind of in between the two buildings, or is that in the bottom of the tower building? He may not be able to join.
Yeah, I don't see him.
Okay. In any event, I know they contemplated it. I think it may actually be between the tower building and the other building. I think we just stretched it out to fit that. And that was kind of a community request that we are accommodating. Then I don't know if you have okay, I'm sorry. He's not able to talk because he's actually in a, he's kind of out and about right now, but I believe the daycare is actually on the end of the building. It's not kind of in between the two. And then Tom, do you have any of the, kind of internal schematic drawings that
not handy? I think you sent them quite a while ago, but
okay. Troy, do you have those handy? Maybe we can try you sharing again, and I'll just, Troy, are you there? Gotta love these Zoom meetings. I apologize.
Yeah, I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, now we can.
Hey, give me just a minute, and I'll take over screen share. Give me just a minute, please.
While they're taking over, is it all right if I ask a question?
Sure, go ahead, Tiffany.
Sure, please go ahead.
In the diagram, it's beautiful. Buildings, I love it. It's a beautiful diagram. I wanted to know, is there a picture behind the building? Is there a playground for the children of that building? Or is there like a basketball court for the teenagers of that building?
That's a good question. So this is, and again, partly this was based on some initial community feedback. This development is intended to be kind of a senior development. Now, a senior development in this context is 55 years and older. So it's not really, I think probably more of us than we care to admit would qualify for this. So there is no playground, outdoor area with a kind of like a sitting area and things like that, but there's no play
skate. They're going to be maybe like a tennis court or something, because we have a lot of active 50-year-olds that go to the gym and do various things that 20-year-olds.
There will be, I'm sorry to interrupt, there will be a fitness center in the property as well as kind of an office center. So there will be a fitness center, but just based on the lot and the topography, we weren't able to put in anything like a tennis court or anything like that.
And I should mention that Victor has told me the baseline affordability is 60% of AMI. So that means you can deviate in one direction and make up for it in the other direction. But 60%.
Right. So the range we envision this falling into is kind of from a 40 to 80% AMI band, which is pretty wide band. And Troy, do you have roughly kind of what is the 60% AMI level? I had it open, but I just trying to get the presentation to you. I closed the window that had that.
Yeah, didn't
you say you were going to have a daycare on site? Because from my understanding, daycares are supposed to have playgrounds and outdoor space in New York State.
Tom, do you want to weigh in? I guess we will have that, actually. My colleague,
I think it's at space.
Did say we will have that.
Yeah.
So there will be a playscape. It's just not in these renderings, because that was a request that was that we added, but it's not taken into account into these renderings at this point.
Thank you.
Rebecca Wolf?
Oh, yeah. I was just curious if what is there... Is there any buildable land on the other end of the existing structure? Because to me, it looks a little bit awkward, the height of the new building relative to the existing building. And I'm just curious if it's like you could take some of that height and create a different additional building on the other end, if you see what I'm saying, of the...
No, there was really no way to do that. And to go above it would have essentially, the cost to build over it would have been prohibitive. So there was really, this was kind of the only way to get, any additional bulk out of this site. So, and part of the competing features, and I know, a portion of the proceeds of this are going to be used to pay off the debt that the bonds that were issued in connection with the school program. And so we're paying a very high price for it, and we're using tax credits to do this, and we don't get any basis for the land. So really, this, unless we could find a way to efficiently get more bulk, it would render this whole development economically unfeasible. So we were balancing a bunch of competing challenges, the desire to you know, get a good price so that the school debt can get paid off with what's feasible. And it was really a challenge, but we were able to do it by effectively getting an efficient mid-rise structure that we can put some units in and get some additional density back, but without, you know, that cost that would be associated with either building above or even demoing the building. If we looked at doing that and just the density of the concrete and the amount of concrete in that structure are such that it would cost millions and millions of dollars to demo it and then cart it away, which really didn't seem efficient when you do have, you know, a pretty solid base structure. It's just that we're balancing all these competing, you know, items.
Can I ask one other question?
Sure.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I'm curious if you could talk about like green building practices and what your track record is with that, I guess, and what your plans are or how that is incorporated into this design.
Yeah, so as part of developing, you know, with tax credits, we have to build to a fairly high green standard. So it's not like a LEED designation, but there will be on the new building, we will be incorporating a number of green features. And our design folks can go into it in a little more detail, but they are very, it will be effectively a green building. It'll be efficient. We'll use high energy appliances and everything that we can.
Thanks.
Okay. Now I remind you, this is just an introduction, so we don't need to get into too many details tonight. They'll be back and they're asking us for something that's really just a willingness to consider at some point to change some of the zoning that it will allow a building like this to be built. So, Victor, thank you. We'll have you back soon to get to, and everybody on the council at least has your contact information since I sent out the pictures. And I think I did, I'll check. And you can write to them directly if you want to see other things incorporated into their future presentations.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and we're very excited about this. We think this will be a great addition to the Hudson community. And like I said, when we move into a community, we operate. So we're not going anywhere. The same leadership team that on the development company is the same as the management company, same general ownership. So we're in it for the long haul, and we really like partnering with you. And I happen to personally love the Hudson Valley area. So, I'm really excited to bring something that I think will really be a benefit to the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Take care. Have a great evening.
Appreciate your time.
Did someone call out my name? No. Okay, let's get to resolutions, because we have a lot of them tonight. Shaheem, can you post the first resolution, please? Okay, appointing Commissioner of Deeds. This has been introduced and seconded. Tracy, can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Misan.
Aye.
Has Rosenthal joined the meeting?
Let me see if I see him. I do not see him.
I don't see him.
No, I don't see him.
Thank you. Thar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Jane? I know you're there.
Stupid thing. Aye. Yeah, it's not me.
Walker?
It's the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carrie.
The next resolution, please. This has already been introduced and seconded. This is creating the position of assistant youth director.
We have to move Calvin out.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Jeff. Let's see, put him in the waiting room. There we go. Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Tracy? Tom?
Yes.
Can I just make a motion?
A motion?
Well, to change some of the wordage on this, because it's confusing and not consistent and correct.
How so?
The civil service does not recognize the rec attendant 5 position. It's not a civil service position.
Yeah.
So if we can word it where it says rec attendant identified internally as number 5. Because how we're asking to take a rec attendant 5 position.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't say it's not calling it a civil service position there, so I don't think.
But we're taking the implication is that we're taking rec attendant 5 position, which is a civil service, and converting it to the assistant director, which is another civil service. I think for clarification, it should just be rec attendant internally identified as number 5, because it's internally only to us. But it's not a civil service identification as rec attendant 5.
And it doesn't say it is. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I don't think it has any relevance. We're not claiming it. You're just creating the job description so we can create the civil service position.
Exactly.
This is an internal, more of a budgetary or, reallocating it.
So let's have the roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Haldeman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Trisha, you're muted. Trisha, you're muted.
Aye. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Tar.
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carrie?
Thank you. Admit Calvin. And the next resolution, please. This, as you know, is selecting the insurance company. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Barr. Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
The next resolution, please. Shaheem? Yes, and this is to so that the Department of Public Works can put out the bids for the improvements at Green and Fairview, the long-awaited corner improvements, courtesy largely of Stewart's. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Farr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
Okay, the next resolution has changed since we introduced it, so we're going to have to reintroduce it. Because that's a good question. Nick Pirro, are you there? I can't recall why.
I can explain. What we did is we made the changes last week while we were talking to cover the three doors, except the numbers that we kind of put in there based on, it was provided by Nick. I had the numbers wrong. So we basically had to recorrect the numbers so that the total amount that's being called for here is $21,332. I think that's right.
Okay, so it's not a real – it's just a change in numbers. So
it's just a change in the total amount.
Yes. Thank you, Jeff. Can I have an introduction, please? Duan, can I have a second, please?
Eileen.
Who was that?
Eileen.
Oh, thank you, Eileen.
You're welcome.
And now roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Morampi.
Aye.
Nissan.
Aye.
Farr?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Next resolution, please, Shaheem. And again, what do we have here? Oh. Okay. Out of order with what I have, but that's okay. This is can you go back, Shaheem, to the list, please?
They're on the wrong order. Right?
Okay, that's all right. It doesn't matter. It's still there. Okay, that's fine, Shaheem. You can go back to that one. This is, if you recall, we had a presentation about the 7th Street Park, which they're now going to be calling the Public Square in honor of its historic name. And this is to authorize the mayor and the Commissioner of Public Works to execute a memorandum of understanding with the group who plan to enter a public-private partnership to develop the park. Any questions from council members?
This is the 7th Street Park, right?
Correct.
What was the reason for changing the name? Or what?
They're using the historic name, the Public Square.
Has it already
speak on the resolution, Tom?
No. Just wait. Hold on.
Could I answer Tiffany's question?
Could you hold on a second? Council people get to speak first. What was your question?
I wanted to know about what does that mean, the public square.
Okay, and somebody else from the council had a question, though, first. But yeah.
My question was just, is it already established what's going to be in the park?
Absolutely not. And I'll let Dorothy Howell speak to those two questions.
Thank you. Tiffany, in the 19th century, the park was called the Public Square, and that name showed how important the square was in the dynamics of the city. And you can think of other squares you might know in other cities where they're the center of the roads that go through it and where people congregate. And if you look at the old postcards, you'll see that they call it the Public Square. And so we're going back to that name because there's so much going on in that area. And 7th Street Park doesn't quite do it. That's just one of the streets that surrounds it. As far as what we're planning to do for the park, we don't have a plan right now. Our only plan is to work with the Department of Public Works and come up with ideas for projects that have a lot of community input and community buy-in, and move gradually year by year, so that in the first year, all we'll be doing is some modest improvement projects, which don't change anything at all. And then as the years go on, we will talk about things like replacing the pavement or replacing the benches or putting in new trash receptacles. But for now, nothing has been planned. There is no plan.
Dorothy, do you mind sending the council a bit of that history of the meaning of that title of the park that will take place of the 7th Street Park? So we have that little bit of knowledge and do our own research.
Sure. That was a slide in the presentation that I presented last time. And I'm happy to do that, certainly.
Okay, there's a question from Rebecca Wolf.
I guess I was just curious also about renaming the park the public square. It implies that it's going to be used in a pretty specific way, or at least to me, just like it sounds as though it like that will be this a space where public, like where, I don't know, city business is somehow.
I don't really see that at all. It's public because the public uses it. It's a park for the residents of Hudson and the visitors to Hudson. It's not because there's going to be public business conducted there.
Okay, so I guess that's just an association I have with that phrase, the public square.
It's like the New York Public Library. It's for the public.
No, I mean, I know what public means. I just don't know whether the phrase the public square to me does have like a resonance of, you know, it's where, for example, I don't know, like, certain kinds of,
said to himself,
like the town crier would make the announcements to the public.
I don't think so. Think about a private park, like in the city, gated.
Sure,
this
Jeff.
Is the opposite of a private park.
Jeff?
It's a public park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just point out, there's nothing in this resolution. You're not renaming the park. The Friends of the Public Square is the name chosen by this organization to do that. Should you ever want to rename the park or designate it one way, I'm not sure if it is formally named the 7th Street Park. That's for a future discussion. That's not part of what this is about.
Thank you, Jeff.
Anybody else in the council have questions?
So what is it about? Because I thought this was about renaming the park.
No.
I'll tell you what it's about. I came before this council some months ago, and I made a presentation on how, and I was with Dale Schaefer and Walter Chatham, and the thought was that the park is not as welcoming and as attractive as it might be. And so the idea was to get the council to support an effort that I was organizing to improve the appearance and usefulness of the park. Since that time, I was approached by Catherine Kanaga, who said she would like to help me, and she and I formed a corporation called the Friends of the Public Square Hudson. We applied with New York State Charities Bureau and the federal IRS in order to become a nonprofit organization. We held a small fundraiser. We raised over $7,000, and we're going to be buying insurance with that, and we're going to be buying some supplies to help with some volunteer efforts to improve the park this summer. For instance, if we were to put mulch around the flowers, they might look a lot more attractive. We're looking to have a launch party in July for the organization, and we would like to move forward. Before we move forward, we would need to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the city so that we could work in a public-private partnership think of places that you know that there are public-private partnerships. Olana is a public-private partnership where the state owns the site, but there's a partnership that raises funds and advises and has employees there. You think of the High Line in the city. You think of the Central Park Conservancy. Okay. These are all public-private partnerships. And there's also a public-private partnership with the Friends of Oakdale Lake. And we have looked at that MOU as a model. So the purpose of this resolution is to enable the mayor to sign a memorandum of understanding with the Friends of the Public Square.
Tiffany, do you have another question?
I do, and I think that's great because the park does need some enhancements. But I would like to know, with my second and last question, if people that live in Hudson or people that have been born and raised in Hudson that would like to get involved, can they just get involved with this new organization, or do they have to go through a process?
No, by all means, we would love to have as many people involved as possible. We're forming a board which is inclusive and designed to be inclusive. We have memberships. I mean, we call them friends. And like I said, we're going to have a launch party. It's for the entire city, and we want input from everybody. And so, yes, Tiffany, we welcome input from all residents of the city.
Anybody else on the council have questions?
Malachi, I'm in support of it, and I definitely feel that incorporating the industrial outdoor workout equipment could, you know, definitely be implemented in there. Also, I think chess tables being injected,
that's a great idea. But, you know, Malachi, you said this last time I presented this concept, and so I've been thinking about it. And just a couple of days ago, I mentioned to Catherine Kanaga, the co-chair, maybe we could put athletic equipment in that triangle that's formed by the bisection of the park by the railroad track. Someone said that could be the park.
I don't think we're really here to discuss the details of the park because it's nowhere near that. So let's focus our questions.
We're discussing everything, though, right?
No, not really. We're just whether they can have a relationship with the city. We're not going to get into the details of the park. They're not even proposing any right now. And your suggestions are most welcome to them, but it's kind of going to bog us down if we continue to talk about that.
All right. I'm just going to...
I hear you.
Every chance I get, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I hear you, Malachi.
All right. So I seem to have two questions from the public. Ron Kupnicki.
Thanks. I have actually a short statement to read.
About what?
My name. Any plan by the Friends of the Public Square, Hudson Incorporated, to restore 7th Street Park should begin from the perspective of historic preservation and be based on evidence of the park's history. It would then be a true restoration, evidence-based, and not a reimagining, which could mean anything. The evidence that we have been afforded shows that the site was intended by its donor to be a park, though it was initially paved over with cobblestones. In the latter part of the 19th century, his intention was finally fulfilled and it became a park. Historic postcards reveal the site, referred to variously as the Public Square, Park Square, and Public Square Park, to have been a predominantly green space. If we imagine a range from maximum pavement or hardscape on the one hand and maximum landscape or green space on the other, the park is well to the green side of the spectrum. So it should remain going forward. The park is located in the Warren Street Historic District and is an important feature of the district. The Hudson Historic Preservation Commission should play a crucial role in evaluating any plans for the park. As recently in the case of Promenade Hill, this would involve a public hearing on any proposals, followed by the scheduling of a request for a certificate of appropriateness by the applicant, and a public discussion and vote by the commission on the application. This procedure would provide an excellent opportunity for the public input desired by the Friends of the Public Square. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question, Claire Cousin.
It's kind of piggybacking off of the sentiments of the last statement. I was just curious, like, if the city were to enter into a partnership with this organization who's interested in this one park, that opens the door to, like, special interest in different parts of the city, and then you could have so many different ideas floating around of, like, just random, eclectic, you know what I mean? Like, there's just not a lot of...
Yes, I understand. We don't have a parks department. That's definitely a problem.
Right. That's what I'm getting at.
But I think at the same time, you know, anything that happens in the parks, has to go through a process. And certainly this one, as Ron pointed out, what he said is clear. I mean, it's in the historic district. It has to go through that process. So any of these groups still have to submit themselves entirely to the city and its processes. But yes, I understand.
The bigger question I'm trying to ask, I have both of my kids with me, so my mind is scatterbrained right now. But
right.
Is it worthwhile looking into getting a parks department since we're having a brand new park built down at the bottom of the street? This is now an interest. Like, is it, which one is more beneficial for the city, to keep having these partnerships with nonprofits or just create a parks department?
Well, like I said, with New York City, there's a parks conservancy for Central Park because people came forward, lived around the park, and said, let's do it. There's a parks there's a conservancy for the High Line. And so these things can happen in different parts of the city. I mean, there is a Hudson Parks Conservancy, but I went to them and presented my
ideas. Also a parks department in the city.
Yes, there is a parks department. Here's the thing. These private partnerships, what they do provide that the city can't provide right now is money. And that's really crucial to why they get started. Oakdale Lake, as you know, it's been very successful in their public-private partnership. Look, I think we're overthinking this here.
I have a question.
Okay.
I think what Claire brought up is an extremely good point. And I know that throughout the years, people have been requesting the city should have a public parks. Now, I just want the council to think about this. We are already in the midst of discussing having the senior center have its own department. Now, we have the DRI rebuilding a park down at Promenade Hill. We're talking about other parks, dog parks. We also are talking about the Waterfront Street Park. So I think that we should consider this and having its own department, its own jobs, and so forth. If we can do this for the senior center, I think we should do this for the parks department. I think it's something to consider, and it's not taking away what Dorothy wants to do and what they're doing, because the park does need enhancement. And with that being said, Dorothy, once you all have executed what you wanted to do with Public Square, will that be the end of Public Square, or are you trying to continue it to move on to other parks?
That's a very good question. We came up with an incorporated entity that is specifically dedicated to that park. And, you know, I hear about other parks, and I think, well, wouldn't it be good if we could give advice and my money and, you know, raise funds for them too? But no, this organization is devoted only to that park. And frankly, this organization will not end when that park gets renovated or whatever happens to it, because there will be a need for volunteers and for updating and that sort of thing. So this is an organization which is totally devoted to that park alone.
Thank you. Look, the idea of having a separate Department of Parks is definitely, I mean, right now it is covered by the Department of Public Works, technically speaking, but I agree, we should have a separate park line in the budget. Having said that, can I get an introduction for this resolution?
Duan.
Thank you, Duan. Do I have a second?
Eileen.
Thank you, Eileen. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Not that it matters, but I recuse myself from that.
Carrie.
thank you all. Moving right along. Shaheem, the next resolution, please. Okay. It's pretty simple. It's a $15 donation from Paula Hatch to the youth department. I'm not even sure why we need a resolution for that, but okay. Can I have an introduction, please?
I introduce Walker.
Thank you, Malachi. A second, please.
Hi.
Was that Rebecca?
Tiffany.
Oh, it's Tiffany. Thank you, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
It was Tiffany.
I know. I said Tiffany. Thank you.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Maranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Star.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President
DiPietro? Aye. Next resolution, please. Oh, sorry, Tracy. It carried. Next resolution, please. Shaheem? Okay, we had this one last week, but it didn't have... What's changed, Jeff? Do you know?
I don't think we changed anything on this one. This is under the old resolutions.
Oh, okay.
On the agenda. It's just that things got out of order on the website.
Oh, yeah, but I think Tom? We had to add the budget line.
Oh,
there
right.
You go.
The BA.
That's it.
Thank you, Heather. So can I have an introduction, please?
You on?
And a second, please.
Walker, I second.
Thank you, Malachi. Tracy, can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Maranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Star.
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye. Thank you. The next resolution, please, Shane. Yes. This is two donations, one from the county for $500 for the use of the Central Station Firehouse, and a check from the Galvin Foundation for $34,000 to purchase radios, portable radios that they use in their work, to be clear. Can I have an introduction, please?
You on?
And a second, please.
Walker.
Thank you, gentlemen. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Malachi. I mean Calvin.
Abstain.
Maranti.
Aye.
Oh, sorry,
Ethan.
Yes. My bad. Trisha?
Aye.
Bless you, Rebecca.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you. Next resolution, please. This is also a revised from last week, adding the amount of money because it wasn't in the one we passed last week. So can I have an introduction? This is for the lease to move code enforcement. Can I have an introduction, please?
Eileen, I'll introduce.
Thank you, Eileen. A second, please.
Dewan.
Thank you, Dewan. A roll call vote, please. Tracy?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Mizan?
Aye.
Thar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry.
Thank you. Next resolution, please, Shaheem. Okay. The Hudson Athens Lighthouse group is a preservation society is seeking a grant to restore the lighthouse. They're asking us just for a letter, a resolution in support of their seeking that grant. Any questions? Can I have an introduction, please? Thank you. Malachi? A second?
Dewan,
thank you. Roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Mizan?
Aye.
Thar?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry.
Thank you. Next resolution, please, Shaheem. Okay, this is, we're going to have quite a few, the Tourism Board has been working overtime to make grants for this upcoming summer. And we have quite a few of them on for our consideration tonight. This first one is approving a grant. And mind you, all of these Tourism Board grants come out of Tourism Board allocated money. None of it comes from the general fund or anywhere else. So this one is for Operation Unite for $14,400 to fund their Sankofa Day Festival, which was formerly known as the Hudson Black Arts and Cultural Festival. It's expanded in many wonderful ways. Are there any questions?
Yes, Tom, I did have a question when I read this. Okay. Will there be a report, just some basic facts about how many people take advantage of each of these events? Yeah, I think Rob Bouillon had set up a format the first time we did this.
I believe, somebody from the Tourism Board could correct me, I believe all Tourism Board grants have that built into them. Is that true, Calvin?
Yes, all applications have it built into where any recipient of grant funding has to summarize the event, all that were in attendance, the date services or performances were offered, etc.
No, that's great, Calvin. I'm glad you continued that.
Any other questions? Can I have an introduction?
Where can we get a copy, or where does this report? Where's this at, where we can see it?
What, the after report? What are you actually seeking?
Yeah, the after report. What was just referenced? That where's the after report?
We can make it available to all council members, as well as post it on the webpage. But here and now, it's sent to the committee, to the Tourism Board.
Is there a way we can get an update on what was already expended for this report moving forward?
Indeed, outside of attending the meetings, again, we can make it, public and sent to each alderman and alderwoman.
And on the tourism board website. I mean, their link on the website. Can I have an introduction, please?
Eileen, I'll introduce.
Thank you, Eileen. A second, please.
Duan.
Thank you, Duan.
I'll second.
You're a little late, Tiffany. Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Alderman Griega.
Low connection. Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
Present DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you, Tracy. Next resolution, please. This is another tourism board grant for Melodious Funk. For those jazz aficionados might recognize that as a play on the name of Thelonious Monk, but it is a jazz performance, performances. And any questions?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yes.
Can we have just a little, I know these were probably presented, and they were certainly presented in the tourism board. Is there a date? Is there more information? How many of these performances?
Calvin?
Any more detail?
I can answer that, Calvin.
That's Hannah.
Yeah,
hey. By the way, this is Hannah Black, who is a member of the tourism board.
Yeah, and Stevie should be on this call, might be on this call. I'm not sure if he still is, but this is just for one festival, one day. The original proposal was for multiples, but then when they did the budget, it ended up kind of working out just for one. And then, well, he did it for two, and then we ultimately passed just for one. And that's coming up on June 20th as a part of the Juneteenth celebration at the waterfront.
Thank you, Hannah. So, do I have an introduction?
Yeah, Walker, I introduce.
Thank you, Malachi. And a second, please. Someone?
Duan.
Thank you, Duan. A roll call vote, please. Tracy?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Next resolution, please, Shaheen.
Actually, Tom, can I interrupt for 1 second?
You certainly may.
Sorry. It just says that the resolution says for a series of events. So if it's only going to be one event, that probably needs to be modified.
Okay.
Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, he can do it.
Well, we can modify it, but I think if the proposal has been clarified that it's just for a single event, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Because it depends what's in, it's in the contract makes it clear, and we've got the budget amount. I think that's okay.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, the next resolution, please. This is yet another tourism board, and this is for the Black Entrepreneur Market. And any questions, you can ask Calvin or Hannah. Are there any questions from council members?
Yeah, when does this happen? I'm sorry, maybe I'm not seeing it. And could somebody supply a little more detail on what the $5,000 buys?
Hannah?
I can answer it, or well, Lisa's here with me, so she can answer because she's been helping Tiffany, but also Tiffany wants to answer.
Yeah, they're happening July, August, and September. It'll just be one day each month, a Saturday, one Saturday each month.
So three.
3 days, yeah.
3 days for a total of $5,700. $5,800.
Yes.
A total of 3 days. Last year, when I did this event, it was one day for about $5,000. So we're dividing it for 3 days. We're introducing more entrepreneurs because it was limited because of COVID of last year. And everything from the decorations to the rented tents to the supplies to the entertainment for children, everything is supporting Black entrepreneurs.
And to be clear,
if you didn't have a chance to join us last year, Jane, join us all three times or one of the three.
I think it's really great allocation of funds. Tiffany, I don't know if you heard me. This internet keeps going out. Okay.
So anyway. Can I have an introduction, please?
Yeah, Walker, I introduce.
Thank you, Malachi. And a second.
Duan.
Thank you, Duan. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
I have to abstain.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Maranti?
Aye.
Nizam?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you. Next resolution, please, Shaheem. Okay. The air conditioners in the Washington Hose building have failed, and they need to be replaced ASAP. This is a resolution paying for them. And it comes from the fund budget, a fund balance. Do I have an introduction? Questions?
When the air conditioner went bad?
Oh, I think it's been 2 weeks now, maybe. If not, maybe a week or 2 weeks.
How many air conditioners are there?
That's a good question. I don't know. I know Rob told me, but it's all window conditioners, I believe. Or maybe it might be those. I'm not sure. I shouldn't speak about it.
They said it was central air at the informal. Didn't he say it's a central air unit?
Oh, okay.
Central air units?
Yeah, I thought when he described it at the informal meeting, he said that the units were old, but I thought it was a central air unit.
I think it might be those kind of units they put in that are internal to the building rather than sticking out a window. Do you know the type I mean?
I think that they're called split systems. So you've got a fan thing on the outside and then small pipes that go in to pipe cold air into the inside. I think you can see them outside of the building.
Okay.
Split air condition.
Okay. So can I have an introduction?
I'll introduce.
Thank you, Jane. And was that Malachi?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a second. Can I have a roll call vote, please? Tracy. Whoa.
Oh.
Tracy?
Alderman Garriga.
Thank you.
Alderman Garriga?
Well, without knowing the type of AC, but it's AC, aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Maranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Sauer?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, the next one's pretty simple. It just authorizes the mayor. Oh, where is it here? Yes. To where are we here? Are we making the same one? To execute the planning grant agreement with the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation for the water quality project. It's a grant we got, and this allows, and that we have to pay a local match of $20,000, but that will be in in-kind services.
What do you mean by in-kind?
That means, it means we do things rather than put out money.
I see.
You know, whether it's a digging a ditch or whatever. Any other questions? Can I have an introduction, please?
Eileen, I'll introduce.
Thank you. A second, please.
Dewan.
Thank you, Dewan. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis. Morancy?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Sauer?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Thank you, Tracy. The next resolution, please. This is goes in with this, and it declares it a type 2 action so that we don't have to do anything else under seeker. Jeff, do you want to quickly explain that? Are you there, Jeff?
Yeah, just because it's a planning study, and
right.
I think it's because this is an EFC grant. They're very OCD and want to see a resolution for everything on this, even though it's clearly a type 2, and you normally wouldn't have to bother doing this, but they want to see a resolution, I'm sure, to check out, check everything's been done.
Okay, with that explanation, can I have an introduction, please?
Dewan.
And a second, please.
Eileen.
Thank you, Eileen and Dewan. Tracy, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Morancy?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Sauer?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carrie.
Next resolution, please, Shaheen. Okay, this raises the, because we switched from the way we are doing our billing for part-time employees, such as Linda and the various clerks who work for the various boards, we don't do it as a single one-time fee. It's we now do it by the hour, and this is to make that $15 per hour. Any questions?
So they're going to work as hourly now or something?
Correct.
Okay, so it's not like a one...
one okay. Lump sum, correct. No longer one lump sum.
I introduce.
Introduction by Dewan. Can I have a second, please?
Eileen, I'll second.
Thank you, Eileen. Roll call vote, please.
Tracy? Alderman Garriga.
Did we lose her?
You said this is minimum wage?
$15, yes.
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Mizan?
Aye.
Sauer?
Aye.
Chombley?
Jane?
Yep. Did I?
Oh, we didn't hear you.
Oh, aye. Sorry.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
Present DiPietro?
Aye.
Carrie?
Okay. The next resolution, please, Shaheen. These are senior center donations. Alfred Bartolotta, $24. Doris Frank, $25. The Ottens, $100. The Wallaces, $100. The Bolivises, $100. And Karen Davis, $100. Can I have an introduction, please? And a second, please.
Walker.
Thank you, Malachi and Dewan. A roll call vote, please. Tracy?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Misa?
Aye.
Sauer?
Aye.
Bradley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
And DiPietro?
Aye.
Somebody get
carried.
Yes. Okay, bear with us, folks. There's only 5 more left.
Oh, my God. 5 more?
Now. It's only 9 o'clock. It's 2 hours. Just remember, the planning board usually has 4-hour meetings, and they don't get paid
why
anything.
Why we're not on?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Moving. Shaheen, the next one, please. We're back to the tourism board. And this is for a Juneteenth celebration. And let me see how much you know when Juneteenth is. Anybody?
June 20th.
Well, it will be this year because of the rain. It's actually June 19th. But this is to celebrate it. And this is $5,000 towards the event. They've raised other funds as well. But they are going to have it on June 20th because there's apparently a storm predicted for the 19th.
Oh.
So, any other questions? Introduction, please.
Tom, this money coming from the...
All the tourism board grants come from the tourism board money. It can be used for nothing else.
Okay. Introduce.
Thank you, Dewan. Second, please.
I'll second it. Walker.
Thank you, Malachi. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Abstain.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
So just to clarify, so on the 20th, we're going to have jazz and the Juneteenth, both at the waterfront?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Excellent. Aye.
One is during the day and one is at night, Tom, just to clarify.
Mizan?
Aye.
Sauer?
Dewan?
Yes, sir. What?
Are you voting yes or no?
Yes.
Dinner's ready.
Yes.
Probably?
Yes, I am.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Yes, aye.
Carried.
The next tourism board grant is for what's become an annual event, the Children's Halloween Walk. Can I have an introduction?
Duan, introduction.
Duan, and a second, please.
Eileen, I'll second.
Thank you, Eileen. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Mizan?
Aye.
Sauer?
Aye.
Conley?
Aye.
Walker?
Sustain.
Wolf?
Aye.
Carrie.
Okay, we're getting a lot of interesting background noises tonight. Okay, the next one is the last tourism board grant for tonight. It's an expensive one, but it's in the fall. It's for a Latin celebration. I'll let, if Kate Tracy is here, maybe she can explain what the actual...
We also have Brian McCormick here of the Sanctuary Movement.
Okay. They're running it, the Sanctuary Movement, but it's to celebrate Latinx culture. Brian, do you want to give a quick summary of what it is, that how many days and what you're doing?
Yes, of course. Thank you. I'm here with co-founder of the Sanctuary Movement and current co-chair of the board, Gloria Martinez. And we are requesting this funding to host the first ever Latinx parade and celebration or festival in the city of Hudson's history. It will include a parade, vendors from mostly Hudson, but also surrounding areas that serve Latinx food. There'll be musicians there. There'll be educational materials, other performing arts and entertainment. And the target date for the festival is September 19th, which is the first weekend in Hispanic Heritage Month, as well as the first Sunday following Central American and Mexican Independence Day.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Can I have an introduction?
Is there a rain date? Are there
rain dates, Brian? We don't currently have a rain date. I should also emphasize that we are planning to host it at the waterfront. We are open to rain dates and have specified in the application that we would like to try to have it within Hispanic Heritage Month, but the 19th is our ideal day.
Any other questions? Can I have an introduction, please?
I'll introduce.
That's Jane, I believe.
Yep.
Can I have a second, please?
I'll second it, Walker.
A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis? Moranti?
Aye.
Mizan?
Aye.
Sauer?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, two more left, and they're both related to the doc. The first one is a resolution to sign a sublease agreement. I should preface both of these by saying after all the hubbub about the dock service and the dock, the Hudson waterfront dock, the Hudson sloop to who we gave licensing permission did manage to create a agreement with Hudson Cruises. And this first resolution here allows for the city to enter, for the Sloop Club to allow them to sublease some of the dock to Hudson Cruises. Can I have any questions?
Yeah, so the sub-license, who's going to get the money for the sub-license, the city or the Sloop Club?
No, Sloop Club, and they share it with the city. That was in our last agreement, by the way.
But in this sub-license agreement, there's effectively no money changing hands. This is all in-kind services from Hudson Cruises.
Right.
They're providing electrical service to the boats and bringing it there, putting in the dumpster and taking care of the maintenance of that and providing...
some free...
9 days of
yeah,
free boat tours on the Spirit of Hudson on Waterfront Wednesdays.
Yep. So, can I have an introduction, please?
Walker.
I'm sorry, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, what's your question, Tiffany?
This resolution gives no authority over the others, right? They're both equal.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand the question. This,
what's that?
Hudson Cruise, this is still...
Are they both equal?
No. Hudson Sloop Club controls the dock.
They will only have the ability to dock two boats in specified areas, and the balance of it is controlled by the Sloop Club.
Thank you. It's just my internet keeps going in and out.
Okay. Can I have a second?
Eileen, I'll second.
Thank you, Eileen. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
This is Alderman Lewis. Aye.
Maranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Sarar.
Dewan.
Aye. That wasn't me. Sorry.
Tombly.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
And our final resolution is related to the dock also. This just accepts, and it's on the second page as well, this accepts the fee schedule established by the Sloop Club. Any questions? Can I have an introduction, please?
I introduce Walker.
Thank you, Malachi. Second? Is that you, Eileen?
Yes, okay.
Okay, thank you, Eileen. I forced you into that, I know. A roll call vote, please. Tracy?
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Maranti?
Aye.
Aye.
Mizan?
Aye.
Bauer?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry?
Thank you. Tracy, can we now have the bills, please, Shaheen? Let's see. What do we have here? We're doing these late because a number of the resolutions had to come first, in case you're wondering why we're doing this at the end. And there's really nothing new here.
What is the Gary Pernigan, 7,500?
Say that one again.
Gary Pernigan.
Gary Pernigan, that's from the tourism board. He's the person managing the summer program, the street program.
So what's this $7,500?
That's what we're paying. We're paying him $15,000. You were part of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Mind you, everything under tourism board grants and below is tourism board money. Okay, do I have an introduction, please?
To pay the bills, I'll introduce.
Thank you, Eileen. A second.
Mm-hmm. I'll second.
Jane, thank you, too. A roll call vote, please, Tracy.
Alderman Garriga.
Abstain.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis. Moranzi?
Aye.
Mizan?
Aye.
Bauer?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry?
Okay, and the final area of business, local laws. The first local law, as you know, it's been on our desk for a while. We can actually vote on it tonight. As you know, it just makes it, amends the code to make it clear that any changes to sidewalks must accept all the ADA requirements. So now I need a motion to approve this law.
Dewan.
And a second, please.
I'll second it.
Jane, thank you. Roll call vote, please. Tracy?
Alderman Garriga.
Tiffany?
Aye.
Thank you.
Halloran?
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Mizan?
Aye.
Star?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President
DiPietro. Aye. Oh. It passes, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Okay, we have a new law. So, as we discovered in the process of talking about commissioners and such, we've discovered that senior services, which is what we're going to call it from now on, is doesn't actually exist as a separate entity in the city charter, as a separate department. Therefore, this law will begin the process to revise that and create a Department of Senior Services. So before we discuss it, can I have an introduction please, and a second to put it on your desk. Malachi, and a second?
I'll second it.
Jane. Any conversation, questions? We're not going to be voting on this right away. As you know, it takes a while. Mayor will also have to have a hearing.
Tom, it's Eileen. Do we anticipate these are going to have paid positions, whether it's part-time, full-time, temporary?
Well, it already does.
Do we see it getting bigger? I mean, what's driving the creation of a department?
The fact that up until now it was part of the youth. It was all done through the youth center.
Mm-hmm.
And that just led to too much confusion and between the two departments.
Okay, thank you.
I think, is Robin here? Is there anything you'd like to add, Robin?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I just wanted to add that the goal isn't to develop the department, in the same way some of the other departments have developed, but just to have a full-time employee as a director to oversee senior services and to have a clerk as well to process the paperwork for our contractors. So it's not a necessarily, I mean, there would be an increase in the budget for a full-time employee, but not necessarily over the long term. It has to do with having access to our accounts and being able to be in closer contact with our contractors over their billing cycles and things like that.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Is that it? Let me see. I guess that is it for the business. What we need now is to, Tiffany had something she wanted to add, but I think we've already discussed it, Tiffany, about the water shortage.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. But I were you here when I read Rob Perry's email?
No, I'm sorry. My service is awful.
Okay, well, I read the email that spoke to what you're asking about. There's a shortage, and it was a request to, until he can fix the main pipe, a request to, try to minimize your water usage, especially for the extravagant things like filling up our pools, as if I had one, washing our cars, and lawns, and other such things. Does that speak to what you wanted to do? Talk about? Okay, let's see. We have a hand up for new business. Alderman Moranti.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Tom. Oh. I didn't hear anything. Internet keeps cutting off. I know you said you was reading an email. If the email that you was reading, is that an answer about the water shortage supply?
Yes, it was.
Okay, because the people would like an investigation done. But if that's the answer, could you please send it to me? Because I didn't hear what you read.
I'll send it right now. Okay. Dominic, do you want to?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
A couple things. I want to thank Michael Chimides and what he's done, in the brief time, with the ADA. I think he has done, move some very things forward in a very positive way, even though we have a long way to go. But he really took that, really done a great job. So I do want to thank him. And hopefully we can continue on prioritizing what he has started and where we need to be. Additionally, Tom, I want to thank you for sending those resolutions earlier on Friday. But I want to also reiterate that, you know, the sooner the better that resolutions can get out, for me. And also in the past, with the tourism applications, we were sent the tourist applications so we could review them. Moving forward, I would like to request that continue, that we get sent the applications, for request, for review. I don't have to hunt for them. And the technology I use is not compatible sometimes with the website. So as a request, I like to put that forward, that moving forward, that any other tourism board or any other request be sent to me via email.
Okay. Any other council members have something they'd like to add to tonight's meeting?
I also want to thank Michael Comitas for all his hard work and his dedication. He's definitely been an asset to the city. And, I just wish him the best in his future endeavors.
Thank you, Malachi. I'm sure we all share that. Anyone?
What's happening?
I'm sorry, what? Okay. Public. Anybody? I see no hands up yet. Shaheem, you can take down that local law, please. It'd be easier for me to see everybody. Claire Cousin would like to speak.
Hello. First, I wanted to congratulate Calvin on the new position at the Youth Center. As a member of the public, I think that it's awesome that we have somebody homegrown that grew up in the Youth Center, stepping back into that role and taking care of the kids in a real way. And I wanted to follow up by asking to speak to the council about a personnel issue that's been ongoing for 3 months that I would really like to come to a resolution to soon. Tom, I don't know what's the best way to go about it. I haven't really gotten any real answer, so.
Since Jeff is here, our attorney, let's see what he has to, I let him know about it, so let's see what he can contribute.
Yeah, Ms. Okay. Cousins, I saw your email. I've had a conversation with Cheryl. I'm somewhat up to speed on what the issue is. I don't pretend to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you've had a conversation with our labor lawyer. This isn't something at this point that has arisen to where the council can take any action on this or that it's being involved. Obviously, we as city attorneys, I can't give you legal advice. If you have a statement you want to make about, your dilemma and what you understood happened to you, you're certainly free to do that. But I don't know if the council could really do much about it at this stage.
All right. I guess I can explain to the council because I'm not trying to make it a bigger issue than it is, even though it is a huge issue. I applied for the same position as Calvin and was informed that there was another position that would be made available to me. And I went through the process, a longer process than I've ever had to go through for a job. I partook in 3 interviews. I was provided an official job offer by the city. I accepted the position, was given the okay by the city to put my 2 weeks in at my full-time job, and then was informed that the position essentially doesn't exist and that they are not sure how to bring me on board after accepting a position. So now my family is in basically crisis mode. I mean, it's more than an inconvenience to me. So I was looking for advice. I don't know what else to do at this point.
So. I think is, and again, I don't know. I think part of the issue is whether the city can establish a position for you under civil service, and then you would be a probationary employee subject to taking a civil service exam.
Right.
And I think the problem was that the person who offered you the position was not authorized to do so and did not have the proper position for you to be able to fill. So, and obviously, you know, this puts you in dire straits. I'm not minimizing that. And I just want to be very careful as, you know, what solutions the city can offer right. to you. But I think that's what the line is going.
And I'm also just trying to cross my T's and dot my I's and make sure that I've gone through as many different channels as possible to find a resolution. So.
My understanding is the city is sympathetic to your plight and trying to work something out.
Well, if that's the best answer that I can get on this meeting, thank you.
I'm sorry. It's I can't do more for you right now.
And I see that the commissioner is on and other people that were a part of that. So maybe, I don't know, I haven't heard from every.
Oops.
Exercise some prerogative as a city attorney and advise that city officials don't make any statements at this point on something like this that could end up in litigation.
Okay.
No offense, of course, just attorney conservatism.
I'm sorry, Claire. I don't know, you know, what the council can do. I hope you get an answer from the city attorney's office and the mayor, I guess, since he really, I think, will have to be involved with any hiring issue.
I just hope that it's in a timely manner, because, like I said, it's more than an inconvenience at this point.
Yeah. Well, keep us in the loop for certain, and we will press your issue with those who can do something about it, which I guess would be really the mayor and the department heads and the attorneys. Any other public comments or questions or anything else? Nothing? Everybody's tired? It's only 2.5 hours. Oh. Well, I will entertain a motion to adjourn if someone wants to make it.
Motion to adjourn.
Go, yes, Calvin.
Calvin, and oh, before, and Eileen has seconded, before I call the question, remind you to go in tomorrow and sign what you need to sign, please. For the resolutions and anything else you need to be that needs to be signed. So we have a motion, an introduction by Calvin, a second by Eileen. All those in favor of adjourning, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, and thank you and good night.
I didn't, anybody opposed? You wouldn't dare.
Listen,
good night, all. Thank you very much.
Bless everybody.
Bye.